When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff and I'm from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hello.
That was a very quiet hello. And also here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Yo, yo, yo.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. Oh good, I'm actually recording. So... there's a lot of friends that were doing needle-like projects last week where I was about, and it made me think about things that had to do with needles, both pleasant things and unpleasant things. Let's start with the pleasant one, sewing. That seems like a pretty good thing to do with a needle.
Clearly, you've never accidentally sewn your finger with sewing machine, Jeff, because...
uh-oh.
That sounds rather painful.
It's...
like, was it a wide stitch, narrow stitch?
It was a zigzag.
Ooh, even better.
And... it draws a lot of blood and leaves puncture marks. And you get to...
and you were threaded.
And you get to pull the thread out of the last part of the wound, because it kind of sticks in there a little bit. But...
it's a good thing to, it's a good thing to get out.
But the worst part of this... the worst part is that it gets blood all over whatever you're sewing. It's pain.
That's horrible.
I've heard cold water and certain liquids help get that out.
Probably. I don't know. I always just feel like, well, that's trash now. Start over.
I feel like you put part of yourself into it at that point. So really you should... wait, you're sewing the laundry?
No, I'm bad at laundry. So, I mean, I'm not getting the blood out. It's just stuck there.
But that's a story now.
I
could be like wearing that clothes and be like, yeah, that's where I sewed my hand onto this.
I will say that generally when I'm sewing, it's Halloween costumes, so it would probably
work. So it's even more appropriate?
But...
how many fingers do you have left, Chrissy?
Like, real ones?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
We need to know how you raid on the block.
No, I have all my fingers. They're just not all of them in perfect working condition. I'm missing parts of some of my fingers because I got them stuck in a fan once, but that is a different story, so...
hmm.
Non-sewing machine related. Don't stick your fingers in fans, kids. It's a bad plan.
Good to know.
Yep.
So I don't really like getting shots, but I normally get a flu shot every year, and that comes from a needle.
Oh, yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Okay. This...
flu shots...
yeah.
...are serious business. One, go get your flu shot. Herd immunity is serious business. We joke a lot here at What Can Go Wrong about things that can go wrong, and not getting your vaccinations is something that can go wrong with needles. Because if you don't like your needles and you don't get your shot and then you get a flu and die, we will laugh at you.
Herd immunity is serious business, and we're all responsible for each other. And the minute that you decide to break that chain and go off on your own because you're scared of nonsense that isn't real, I don't even... I've got nothing for you, because you're not just hurting yourself in this instance. It's not just a personal responsibility thing. Like, you're hurting everyone around you. And you're hurting people around you who don't have a choice. You're hurting people around you who are going through chemotherapy, or who are too young to be vaccinated, or are too old or sick to be vaccinated. And that is problematic for me personally. And that's what can go wrong with flu shots.
I'd like you to... delve into your feelings and tell me how you truly feel.
I would love to, but I feel like that could alienate some people, because if that was the surface level, I mean, I'm just saying, it gets a little real.
Very well, then. Blood drawing. That normally comes... a needle's involved in there somewhere.
Yep. I give some blood. I've got some blood that people like. I share pieces of my blood that are better than some other pieces sometimes. For a while, I sold my blood, or a component
of my
vampires?
Blood.
No, to research laboratories.
Okay. Also known as vampires.
Way to spoil it. But they use rather large needles for the plasmapheresis process. So I have large holes in each of my arms that have, you know, healed over but are still visible on my veins where the big needle went in to draw out my blood, and then centrifuge out the plasma, and then pump my red blood cells back in.
So
I feel nauseous for some reason.
I can't give blood because they don't want it. They just throw it in the garbage. I've got kind of garbage blood.
Oh man, garbage blood.
Garbage blood.
It's a real problem for me personally, and also for anybody who might need
have to clean a that transfusion. Garbage can.
I have no iron in my blood, and so when I go to give blood, they're like, "Well, this is basically unusable," and they just throw it in the garbage. But that's unfortunate for me because I love getting my blood drawn. I think it's interesting. I think it feels good. I recognize that these are weird things, but I love getting poked with needles and then watching like the blood fill up into the little tube. I think that that is the best. And the fact that I cannot give blood to blood draws just means that there are fewer times when I can have people draw my blood, like because I can't give blood. I have to wait for like a medical emergency or my doctor to be like, "Hey, we need to run a panel," and me to be like, "Yes." So that's the thing that can go wrong for me. So my blood is garbage. Nobody wants it. Man, do I love getting my blood drawn. Like a total weirdo.
If you got like a home blood drawing kit?
I feel like there's like a point where this, like, it's already weird. There's a point where this gets like, I end up on a TV show on the Learning Channel weird. So I'm trying to avoid that.
So why don't you want to be on TV?
I did think about becoming a phlebotomist because when they first start practicing, they practice on themselves. But that's like that's real short-sighted. I don't necessarily want to poke other people with needles. Although I do find blood really fascinating. But anyhow.
I must say I'm impressed that you hold off on just going to blood drives just for your own purpose then.
I mean, it feels disingenuous to go because I know that I am just giving them work. And then they will just call me and be like, "Please don't give blood. Your blood is garbage."
This just seems like it's you being able to have a test to see if you can get that iron content up.
I can't. And just
have to give blood lots of times.
Like ever. But that's okay. Life is life.
Life is life. And you know what leads to life? Knitting.
Wait, what? What? I missed.
Well, he said blarp, and I said knitting.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to say blood. I don't think it came out right.
Knitting.
Knitting.
Mm-hmm.
Knitting's hard.
I see lots of people doing it, though, so that must be enjoyable.
I mean, I'm not an experienced knitter by any means, but it does...
Not a knitter-sitter?
Excuse me?
Not a knitter-sitter.
Rhymes.
I understand the words that came out, but...
That's... Are you sure?
I used to do a lot of knitting, and it turned into a yarn buying problem, but then I didn't really have time to knit, and I didn't find it relaxing at all, so now I just have piles of yarn and knitting needles that are doing nothing. I don't know. And I apparently knit weird, and so every time I sit down to knit, people make fun of the way I knit because I knit like I'm crocheting.
Those assholes.
But here's the thing that I find to be problematic with knitting is the way that the yarn goes over my finger with where I hold it. It leaves like a dent in my finger and gets all raw. And I have to like put a Band-Aid over it. And then that gets, you know, Band-Aids are gross. But also my finger gets all sore.
You should be careful with your Egyptian gods.
Yeah.
You don't want to get them all over your finger.
No. But I also with knitting, I mean, like, knitting needles are really sharp. And, I mean, I'm sure somebody somewhere has sat on one. That seems dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely manufacturing issues with the needles. They could have splinters for, you know, hypothetical.
Keep your needles safe is what I'm hearing.
Yep. Store them in someone else's flesh.
Don't accidentally have one in your bag when you get on an air... Like, here's an actual thing that happens sometimes. If you have expensive knitting needles, fly with your cheap knitting needles, because sometimes TSA decides to be dicks about knitting needles, and they'll take your knitting away. So, like, fly with... Like, don't have a project actually on your needles yet, and make sure they're cheap ones. So that you don't have to lose your project when they're like, gotta get rid of the needles, folks. And then also, like, you know, you've thrown away, like, your really expensive, nice, favorite knitting needles, and that sucks. And so, cheap knitting needles, because TSA dicks. Sometimes.
Totally.
Sometimes they're great.
Needle disposal. Into what then leads to a giant pit of needles.
I have... This is actually a thing I've wondered about. Seriously.
Like, how many would stick if you fell in?
Well, no, like, I've thought about, you know, every hospital room. So, my mom's a nurse, and we grew up in a very small town. And so we spent a lot of time at the hospital where she worked when we were little.
And you knew where the needle pit was.
Well, I mean, like, every room has one of those needle disposal things.
It's a needle pit?
And I can remember thinking when I was little, like, what do they do with all, like, so they're collecting all of these needles into these bins. When the bins get full, those needles have to go into, like, a bigger bin. What happens to the needles? Like, somewhere there's, like, because they're really worried. It's a biohazard, right? They're very careful about the needles being protected and disposed into certain containers that can't be accessed easily. And, but then somewhere, like, eventually those needles have to just be in a needle pit, right? Like, mm-hmm, just a mm-hmm. dangerous needle pit full horrifying of, like, disease and needles.
Like a needle incinerator. They might get melted down to make new ones.
That maybe. Also sounds terrifying to me. I don't, like, can you imagine, like, if your doctor came up to you with, like, a hypodermic to, like, give you some sort of medication, and they open the needle, and on the package you see, like, this needle recycled from other needles. Like, nobody wants that.
Oh, man. No, it's great. I mean, you want to make sure that you're using your resources effectively. And recycling is one of the ways to do that.
I just, there's something about the concept of recycled needles that just makes me feel really uncomfortable.
It's better than a reused needle.
I guess that's true. It's also better than, like, a recycled catheter. I guess.
I've always thought that it's probably just the third level of hell. It's just full of needles.
Just, like, Dante, just, Dante yeah, got it a little just, wrong. Like, one of yeah, those rings is needles, just needles.
Hip deep in needles.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all the time we have tonight to leave you with that pleasant thought.
Needles.
Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give the audience your fond farewells.
Look, I understand that needles are kind of a rough thing for a lot of people, but also blood draws are cool, and if you would like to give your blood draw to me, I will take it, and I will go get my blood drawn instead. But my blood is garbage, so your doctor might not like it. Anyhow, I'm just trying to help. Have a good night.
And if your blood isn't garbage, be sure to contact your local blood bank or hospital or Red Cross to make sure that you give the gift of life to people in your area.
Yes.
Vampires are thirsty.
Whoa.